Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team getting ready to face Peru State in a non-conference game. The Bearcats are coming into this game with a 3-2 overall record. Peru State comes in at 3-3. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is another one of those matchups between a Division II team in Northwest and an NAIA squad out of Peru State, where the NAIA squad, considering this game an exhibition game, so this won't go on their record, but Northwest will have the opportunity to have this go on their one-loss record here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think it's a good game in the timing that it comes in for Northwest. Obviously, another one of those games where you got to feel that the Bearcats are going to probably come away with a win, but they've got some tough competition, including the defending national champ this weekend. So it's a good kind of tune-up type of game for their trip down to Springfield.
And for Peru State, they've already played one MIAA team this year with a matchup with Washburn in an exhibition. And they played that one fairly close, although at the end it was a 92-66 game. But, again, they really gave Washburn good competition in that matchup.
And that's really what you're looking for out of these games against NAIAs. And they kind of got that out of Baker, you know, even though it was a lopsided score. When you look a little bit deeper into the game, look away from the stat sheet, they got a pretty decent challenge out of Baker, and that's kind of what they're hoping to get here tonight as well.
And again, it's been a few days since Northwest has been on the floor for an actual game. They've had some practice time since that matchup last Wednesday with Peru State, so good to get a tune-up leading into a very tough weekend with a Drury on a Friday afternoon. And then the matchup on Saturday with Truman State.
Yeah, you know, it seems like the timing has been real good this year in terms of the amount of time between games. Of course, they've had the couple of classics with the back-to-back games on back-to-back days, and we'll have that coming up this weekend. But in between those classics, they've really been able to mix these NAIA games in good spots to where they get some time to work on some stuff, get out on the floor, see if it works, and then get a few more days before really getting into the tough competition.
Northwest and Peru State, again, they're going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mount City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Peru State, going through their pregame warm-ups and this final tune-up before Thanksgiving break and a Thanksgiving classic for the Northwest men heading down to Springfield at an event hosted by Drury. And Matt, again, one of the things that Coach McCollum's talking about, and we'll hear more from Coach here in just a little bit, what he looks for in a matchup like this is just to get that execution and that effort from the very start of the ball game to the very end for everyone that gets out on the floor.
Yeah, you know, and one thing, you know, you're going to get that in most games when you're playing in your conference schedule, but you know, if you can get that for an entire 40 minutes in a game like this, then you know the team is really committed and focused, because it is tough to stay focused in a game where, you know, you feel like you're heavily favored, or if you get up big by, you know, 10, 20, 30 points all of a sudden, it's tough to stay focused and keep that energy level high. But if you can do it in a game like this, you're going to have an easier time of it when the games count.
It's an important matchup, too, from the standpoint of some guys that are going to be fighting for some playing time, and pretty much the top seven or eight in the rotations have pretty much been decided at this point, but there's still some minutes that are being fought for some guys off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is one of those years where there maybe aren't as many to fight for as there have been in the past, but there are some minutes available, and those guys are getting their opportunities. And, you know, even for the guys that know they're going to get some minutes, you still always have some things that you want to polish up on before you get into conference play.
Northwest and Peru State going through pregame warmups. We'll be back and have more for you, including an interview with Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
2008 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Keaton Guest was recently honored by the Alumni Association with this year's Young Alumni Award. The Maryville native says he was shocked when he learned of the award.
Certainly something I wasn't expecting. It was just really cool. Just because it, you know, it involved, you know, not only receiving some recognition, which is great, but I think more importantly, you know, I had the opportunity to go back home, visit Northwest. I got to spend some time with current students, spend time with my old professors, and give back a little bit.
Guest was involved in many activities while at Northwest, serving as president of Tau Kappa Epsilon, being involved in Blue Key, Mortarboard, Cardinal Key, and Order of Omega. And was a member of the X106 campus radio station executive staff and a print ad designer for the Northwest Missourian. Guest currently lives in New York City and is a senior account manager at Yahoo.
I had a great opportunity working at Yahoo in Omaha, and the opportunity to kind of learn and develop my career and grow personally as well. And they gave me the opportunity to move out to New York, which has been great. You know, definitely learning a lot and continue to, you know, grow both personally and professionally within the, you know, the realm of Manhattan and dealing with all of that craziness, which is, it's a fun crazy, and it's a really good time. And at the same time, working in the internet industry, I mean, I've been able to stay connected and kind of stay rooted back home. And
this year's Young Alumni Award recipient, Keaton Guess.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before tonight's non-conference game with Peru State. And Ben, it's been a few days since you had your last game, a matchup with Baker University. And just kind of talk about the way things have gone in practice since that game.
Well, you know, I thought we had good energy in practice, especially in that game. We had great energy. We've worked on some things, especially our conditioning. Done a lot of running during practice, a lot of up and down stuff. So hopefully we'll be ready to go tonight.
I know one of the things that you were looking for in that last matchup too was that energy and that effort level from the opening tip to the very end of the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to make sure that we do that every single game and come ready to go and come to compete and we'll be successful hopefully in the MIAA.
Now, final tune-up here before this weekend's action in the Thanksgiving Classic down in Springfield, hosted by Drury. Again, you've got to Peru State tonight. What are some of the things that you're looking for out of your team in tonight's game?
I just got to play with good energy. You know, come out like we did against Baker and compete as hard as we possibly can. And you know, be active, communicate, do all the things that we do well, and hope that good things happen.
Looking at a Peru State team coming in with a 3-3 record, what are some of the things that they offer on the floor here tonight?
They're really going to drive you. They've been to the free throw line quite a bit. Got a lot of O boards. I think they got 14 on Washburn, which Washburn's a really good rebounding team, and 17 the last game. So they're going to crash and try to get you out of position with their drives and really look to crash. And so we're going to have to be ready. I mean, we're going to have to be ready to compete and give our best effort.
And is this a good tune-up for you, thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it kind of takes the place of what you'd do in practice, where you'd scrimmage and keep your rhythm, and that's kind of the objective of these. Obviously, you want to win. These don't necessarily count on your Division II records, but you still want to win the games.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The annual Yuletide Feast will take place this Friday and Saturday night. The event begins at 6:30 in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Campus. Guests will celebrate and rediscover Christmas through the evening's programs and festivities highly stylized after Old England. The menu, performances, and decorations are reminiscent of 16th century Tudor England. Associate Professor of Music Dr. Brian Lanier says this is the 40th year for the Yuletide Feast and says it might be a record.
That's just a long time to sustain a program like this. It's an amazing time. It's a beautiful event. Of course, we are dressed in 16th century costumes, and we transformed the ballroom over in the student center to look like the inside of a castle or a big dining feast, a big dining hall.
Lanier says many groups will perform at the Yuletide Feast.
The Madrilleers will sing great music. We have the brass quintet that plays. We have a recorder consort that accompanies as well. And in the past few years, we've had some students from the theater department come over and present a play each year. Dr. Joe Kreitzinger has written a play each year, kind of a takeoff, kind of those of us that recall the fractured fairy tale cartoons, kind of like that. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to get together. And a lot of folks say it's just, kind of starts our holiday season doing the Yuletide Feast.
Lanier says money raised will go to tours and recruiting events.
The past 3 years, we've taken a tour down through the states, down toward Florida, and we've performed at Disney down there and sung at some schools along the way, some churches along the way, and this helps us to recruit students for Northwest and for our choral program.
Again, the 40th annual Yuletide Feast begins 6:30 Friday and Saturday night in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Peru State. Just about 7 minutes away from tip-off time. Northwest coming in 3-2, and for Peru State, 3-3 on the season. As we check the lineups, first of all, for Northwest, in one of the guard spots, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, averaging 10 points and a couple rebounds a game. Also, Bryson Williams at 6 feet and a senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. He's averaging 12 points, 3 boards a contest. And Connor Kirker at one of the wing spots, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, coming in with a 12-point-per-game average, 3 rebounds a contest, and he's still perfect at the free-throw line, 21 of 21 going into tonight's game. Inside Kyle Schlake, a 6'10 senior out of 4th Nebraska, averaging a couple points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, the 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, is coming in with a 17-point-per-game average and 6 rebounds a contest as well. Now for Peru State, their lineup should look like this with Nate Boye, a 6'3 senior out of Mesa, Arizona, and a transfer from Phoenix College. He's averaging 22 points and 6 rebounds a game in one of the forward spots. Also, Cody Kirkpatrick, a 6'2 senior at Wyoming, Illinois, and John Wood at Community College, averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. Inside, Taylor Christensen at 6'7 and a senior from Phoenix, Arizona, and also a transfer in from Phoenix College, averaging 8 points and 6 boards a contest. And also inside, Grant Leslie, a 6'8 freshman redshirt out of Auburn, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineup should look. Again, it's Northwest and Peru State. We'll be back, get you ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMO.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Peru State, about to finish up some pregame warm-ups here before we get to our national anthem and the tip-off for tonight's ball game. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, just the first of a lot of action coming up this week on the Bearcat Radio Network. We've got tonight's game, obviously, and then on Friday afternoon, we'll have Brent Barnett down in Springfield to cover the Northwest men's basketball team as they take on Drury, as we'll be getting ready for football action on Saturday. And then Saturday, of course, Bearcat football. It's a noon kickoff, Northwest and Minnesota Duluth. Airtime at 11 o'clock along the Bearcat Radio Network for that second round game of the Division II playoffs. Then after that, we will have for you a women's basketball right back here at Bearcat Arena with College of St. Mary. So if you like basketball and football, Maryville's the place to be this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing because I was kind of bored last weekend, you know. But without three or four different teams playing on the same weekend, even the same day like we had a couple of weeks ago, it just seemed a little strange. So the more teams, the better, that's for sure.
A couple of women's games last weekend, and Northwest women with a win on Friday, and then we lost to Pittsburgh State on Sunday, but I think some good things came out of that, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But first, we have the national anthem. discussed the national anthem prior to tonight's tip-off. With Matt Gwetter, I'm John Coffey. Matt, as we're talking about with the Northwest women coming off a couple games this past weekend, even though it was a loss to Pittsburgh State Sunday afternoon in a non-conference game, it was a game where the we're able to, I think, develop some things, especially on the aggressive side and some of the things they were doing on defense, and a little bit of a week off now to prepare for College of St. Mary.
Yeah, one thing that was good about Sunday's game is, you know, last week Coach Michael Smith had wanted the team and worked with the team on their defensive efforts. He had seen some improvements on the offensive side, which they had worked on really the previous week. And against Kansas Wesleyan, I think we saw some of the things coming to light that they had worked on, but it was nice to see that stuff carry over into Pittsburgh State in a little bit tougher competition. I mean, Kansas Wesleyan gave Northwest a good game, but you're talking MIAA competition, even though it was a non-conference game on Sunday, so you got to really see that that stuff is going to work, and you know, it's going to give the players an opportunity to realize what Coach Smith is doing and what he wants the players to do is going to work. You just got to give it that effort and stick with it. May not work exactly like you want right away, but it will get there.
As the lineups are being introduced, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Student Body has been a proud supporter of the Bearcats for over 20 years. Fans, we'd also like to remind you that Northwest Missouri State and NCAA promote good sportsmanship by student athletes.
With the students leaving for Thanksgiving break this afternoon, crowd down just a little bit for tonight's game, Matt, but got several of the residents around the Maryville community coming out to watch this matchup.
Yeah, we see a few students that maybe have hung around a little bit that are in attendance, not as many as we usually see, like you mentioned, but still a good crowd tonight, but you know, we tend to see that. We see a lot of green, no matter what, unless you're Bearcat basketball team tonight. Yeah. in the gray or gunmetal or whatever color we've determined that is.
Lead, whatever they prefer, but they kind of their alternate uniform, the look, and we're seeing a lot of teams in various sports go to an alternate look from time to time. They've got the dark gray uniforms with white numerals trimmed in green and even matching shoes with this look with their gray shoes. The jump center, Taylor Christensen for Peru State, jumping up against Dylan Starzl for Northwest, and the Cats will go from our left to our right in this first half. Out to the top of the key to Sean Cooper, dribbling right side. Out front for Williams, trying to look in the lane, does for Starzl, pivots on the left side, up with a shot, won't go, rebound pulled down, and a travel violation on Peru State. Coming down with that board was Nate Boy. He's a 6'3 senior, and travel will give it to Northwest. One thing about this Peru State team, though, Matt, for an NAI squad, they've got a lot of height out there.
They do. They match up much better than what we saw Baker the other night against Northwest.
Inbound Williams off the right side. Cooper. Cooper drives through the lane, stops, and now dishes the left side, and Slake takes it. A little ball fake. Got his man up in the air and drops down the bucket off the left side. 2-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Tommy Ronman on the right side. We'll give it to Boy out of a double team, out of that trap that they had a lot of success with, and a bump and a foul out front. This one to go on Northwest, and this time it will go on. Kyle Slake will pick up his first foul. The inbound will be Boy on the right side. Gets the inbound to Cody Kirkpatrick. Looks on the right side, Boy. With the dribble through the lane, kicks it back left side. Romanum now looks low left into the blocks, and now they kick it back out right side. With it on the right side, Boy. Ball tipped loose, rolls left side for Kirkpatrick. Bearcats in man-to-man defense, shot clock at 18. Going to the right side, Kirkpatrick down the lane to the bucket, lays it up. No, and I think we got a goal to incoming as Blake went up off of the right side and knocks it away. So now a 2-2 ball game, Northwest and Peru State. Cooper from our left to our right. Trots across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Out front left. Now a high post left side. They get it to Starzl. Kicks it back left side to Cooper on the wing on the left side. A three-pointer as he almost fell to the floor, backpedaling after taking that shot. It's a 5-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. For the Bobcats in their traveling royal blue uniforms, trimmed in white with the white numerals. Boy, out to a double team, goes off the right wing and gets it to Toki Romanum, trying to go cross court with it and throws it away into the Bearcat sideline. The ball belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, hopefully that trap that we've seen Northwest using, especially on screens, is something that will be effective. It can force some tough decisions for the guys outside the three-point arc.
5-2, Northwest in front, Cooper off the right side. Out front, finds Williams just inside the arc near the top of the key. Right side for Cooper on the wing. pivots as he does. A little hand check out front, and the foul coming up. This will go on Tommy Romina, and that will be his first foul. 5'10 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a transfer from Missouri State and Springfield. Got a number of transfers on this program for Coach Troy Caton. On the left side, Cooper to the free throw line. Back right side, Williams. A long three off the wing. Rims around and out. And the put back by Starzl. Good. And a foul. Nice rebound and a strong move right back up off the right side. And Dillon will get to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
Yeah, on the right side of the basket, did a good job of using the left side of his body and his left arm to protect the basketball to allow him to get it up off the glass.
Taylor Christensen with the foul. And here at the line is Starzl. And his free throw rims around and up. And the rebound to Peru State. Romina across the timeline off the right side. Expires the dribble. And a whistle and a travel violation. As Bryson Williams all over him. And then he had Kirker coming over on the help side. And the travel gives the ball to Northwest. 5-point Bearcat lead, 7-2. Early moments of this matchup at Bearcat Arena. On the left side, Williams on the wing. Goes cross court right side for Cooper. Baseline right. Driving and a reverse layup off that left side by Connor Kirker. Kirker using the baseline and gets the bucket. 9-2 Northwest in front. At the top of the key, Romanum. That is Toki Romanum. Goes low post right side. Little half hook off that left side taken by Christensen. Rebound for Toki Romanum. And it whistles on a foul. And the block's off the right side.
Yeah, Romanum got that rebound amongst four Bearcats. Deshaun Cooper had gone up to grab it, and as he did, actually the bottom of the backboard looked like it had knocked it out of his hands, and it fell right in front of Romina.
Toki Romina, a 6'5 junior from Kansas City, played at Independence Community College before going to the Peru State program. Left-handed free throw shooter knocks down the first. Well, I have one more. 9-3 Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State. Here's the second free throw, and that one's good as well. So 9-4 game, Cats in front. Bearcats, that is, in front of the Bobcats. Across the timeline, Cooper looks left side for Williams. I get a screen by Schleich, goes cross-court right for Cooper. Cooper pivots with the left foot and gets called for the travel. And the turnover right back to the Bobcats. Officials for the matchup this evening, John Hendricks along with Chris Kavarik and Aaron Zitron. And it seems like they're focused in on some travel calls tonight. Across the timeline at right side is Romanov. Goes cross court left for Boy. Brings it out to the top of the key. Checked off by Starzl out of a double team. Right wing pass for Cody Kirkpatrick. Now he's double teamed out front. Cross court left side is Romanov. Tommy Romanov looks into the line. Stolen. Picked up by Williams from Northwest. His dribble tipped away from behind by Christensen and controlled by the Bobcats on a 3-on-1 break. Left side Boy on the wing. The three is off the front of the rim and the rebound Kirker for Northwest. 9-4, Northwest in front. Fast break the other way. Bryson Williams through the lane, lays it up, misses it. Starzl with the board on the left side, puts it back up and in. Starzl with 4 points, 11-4, Northwest in front.
And all four of those coming on offensive rebounds.
Out front, out of the trap, his boy goes low left side for Christensen, spins into the lane, and around Schleich, lays it off the glass and in. Taylor Christensen with his first bucket of the game. Taylor kind of looks like a young Larry Bird out there.
Yeah, he does.
Across the timeline goes Cooper to the top of the key. Dribbles right side in front of the scorer's table. Out front is Williams. Left side, Kirker on the wing. Out between the circles, Williams. Right side, Cooper gets a pick by Schleich. Jump stop into the lane. Kicks it left side for Williams. Now out front for Kirker. Kirker holds on to it and will set up the offense and dribbles back near the left sideline. Screen by Schleich with 8 on the shot clock. Right side for Cooper. Down the lane right he goes. Underneath the bucket. Kicks that left corner. Open Williams. And 3 on the way off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside pulled away by Toki Romina. And gives it to Tommy Romina. Across the timeline right side, Kirkpatrick. Lots it low left for Toki. Shot blocked away from behind by Schleich. Picked up by Kirker for Northwest. And as he tries to dribble through, a bump off the fast break. And a foul coming up on Peru State. This will go on Christensen, his second. Third team foul on the Bobcats. Slate goes to the bench for Northwest. Tyler Funk into the game. And for the Bobcats, a couple of substitutions.
Coming in for Northwest, number 20, Tyler Funk.
As well.
45, Grant Cozad.
Cozad also checks into the game.
Peru State, number 32, David Lado, number 23.
So we have into the ballgame James Pearson, David Lado, the third for Peru State. 11-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front left is Cooper. Tries to go into the corner for Funk. Funk kind of took his eyes off that pass, just bobbled it off his fingertips. It goes out of bounds in the left corner off the baseline. 11-6, Northwest in front of Peru State. Across the timeline, James Pierce, the junior out of Omaha, also from Phoenix College. We've had a number of players that have transferred from Phoenix College out to the top of the key boy. Dribbles right side toward the sideline. Faint chase by Tyler Funk. Now gets a pick by Lado at the top of the key. Now they go back right side, Lado at the free throw line. High post right for Romana. Shepard rims around and out by Topia Romana. Rebound left side, Lado. Now on the left, two boy in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles down the lane left into a double team off the glass and good. Nice strong move to the bucket. And it's pronounced Bowie, so Nathan Bowie knocks down the jumper, and it's now an 11-8 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State. Out to the top of the key, Cooper looks on the right side for Funk. Funk between the circles, goes cross-court left side, Kirker. Back to Funk on the right wing. Out between the circles. Cross-court left is Cooper. Cooper getting a pick by Cozette. At the top goes left side for Kirker. Low left side, Cozette. Up with a shot off the left hand. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Funk crashing the boards hard. Gets the rebound. Up with a shot. Misses it, but goes through the free throw line.
Cats doing a good job on the offensive glass in the early part of this one.
Breaking the action. 14-19 left in the first half. Northwest 11. Peru State 8. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 11, Peru State 8, with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, as you were mentioning before the timeout, Northwest doing a good job on the offensive boards.
Yeah, so far they've pulled down four offensive rebounds and scored six of their 11 points on second chances.
Tyler Funk going to the free throw line after being fouled after crashing the boards for an offensive rebound. Tyler, 3 of 4 at the free throw line this season. Senior out of Kearney, Missouri, free throw rims in. Rolled around a couple times, popped out to the top of the rim, and then back down. 12-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw by Tyler's good. And it's a 13-8 Bearcat lead over the Bobcats. Into the front court, left side goes James Pierce, guarded by Cooper. Right in front of the scorer's table from our right to our left in this first half. Dribbles top. Looks left side on the wing. Tommy Romana back into the ballgame. Dribbles between the circles. Checked off as Starzl chases him. They go low left side for Lado. And pass stolen. Picked up by Funk on the break. Two on two break. Funk through the lane in a collision. And we're going to have a foul coming up on the Bobcats. This will go on Romana. That's Tommy Romana picking up his second foul as Funk tried to slide into the lane with it. Tyler a little bit out of control as well, but fortunately for the Cats, goes as a block instead of a charge, and Tyler right back to the free throw line. First of two short this time.
Kind of came out of there, too. Funk did, like he had knocked knees or something. He kind of jogged out of there after going to the ground, so he bumped something there just trying to run it out real quick.
Jesse Jones into the game for Peru State. Second free throw by Tyler Funk is good. And it's a 14-8 Bearcat lead with 13:55 left in at the first half. James Pierce looks left side for Kirkpatrick. Out to the top of key, Bowie. Looks on the right wing. Gets it to Pierce. Now driving through the lane after taking a pass with Jesse Jones and a bump and a foul. That's to go against Northwest. And getting called for the foul, Deshaun Cooper. That's his second. Matt Wallace off the bench into the game, and Cooper goes to the sideline. 14-8, Northwest in front. Jones will inbound off the right side. Brings it out between the circles for Pierce. Looks left wing, Bowie. Three with the left-hander, dribbled to the baseline, spins into a double team, but finds cutting through the lane. Plato misses the shot, rebound chased into the far left corner, and is controlled by Kirker for Northwest.
Great rotations on defense by Northwest.
14-8, Northwest in front, Starzl between the circles, right side Wallace. Out front flunk, left side Kirker, quick touch pass low, left side for Starzl with the dribble. End of the lane, leans in, stripped away, and a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will get Dylan Starzl back to the free throw line. Foul this time on David Leto the third. That's his first. He's a 6'6 freshman out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Coach Troy Caton doing a lot of substituting around the country. He's got some local players. Free throw by Starzl misses too hard. So two at the line. You got a player from St. Joseph, then you got Mesa, Arizona. We got a player from Illinois, a couple from Kansas City, from Nebraska, a player from Florida, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Dallas, Texas, and then Auburn, Nebraska, right near Purdue. So. Second free throw by Starzl is good. He's got 5 points tonight. And a 15-8 Bearcat lead as Starzl goes to the sideline. End of the game for the Cats. Comes Zach Schneider on the right side off of the wing. The pass goes to Bowie. Finds Kirkpatrick trying to cut through. They go back left side. Jones, a long three, won't go. Rebound on the floor. Chased down by Schneider for Northwest, right in front of the Northwest bench. Gives it to Wallace, who will push it down the floor from our left to our right. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front, Funk. Left side for Schneider. Out of Funk on the right side. And looking at man-to-man. Looks on the right wing. Schneider takes a jump on the wing. Knocks it down. Zach Schneider with his first puck of the game. A three-pointer. And Northwest up by 10. Largest lead of the game for the Cats. Off of the right side, James Pierce between the circles with the left-handed dribble, goes low left into the lane, gets it for Leto. Hook shot won't go. Kozak comes down with it off the block, and here comes Northwest on the break. Left side, Wallace. Wallace pulls up between the circles, stripped out of his hands, and it's saved inbounds. Hustling after it as it rolls away. A couple of players for each team, and a whistle and a foul. Schneider on the floor, also Leto on the floor with a little bit of a collision. And the foul goes on Zach Schneider. That's his first.
Just some good hustle there going after the loose ball by Schneider, but just a little too aggressive, I guess.
Kirker to the bench and Williams into the game. Gamecats up by 10. 12-18 left in this first half. On the right side, between the circles with the dribble, Kirkpatrick. Ball loose as it goes into lane. It'll belong to Northwest as it'll go from our left to our right. Five turnovers now for Peru. Northwest with four at this point. So 12:09 left. We're in the first half. Northwest up 18-8. Into the front court. Wallace dribbles left side. Driving on James Pierce. Pulls up. Gets it to Schneider. Left wing open. Takes the jumper. Rims around out. Fight for the board. In the lane. And it's controlled by Peru State. Leto on the outlet. Walk side into the corner. Kirkpatrick. He takes a three. Rims around it out. Rebound in the lane. Funk for Northwest. 18-8, Northwest in front. Lock into the front court off the left side. Being chased by Jarvis Green Smoot. Looks into the lane. Ball loose as it's stripped away by Kozad, and it's controlled by Peru State on the fast break. Left side, Green Smoot trying to go into the lane. And ball tip goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Peru State.
Kind of a sloppy game offensively for both teams so far.
Jordan Ashton coming into the game for Northwest.
I guess if I was an optimist, I'd say a good defensive
effort
right. by both teams. But I think a lot of it is just kind of really just mental mistakes that you don't see too often, especially out of Northwest.
Inbound off the right side, Pierce. Looks left side for Jarvis Green Schmoot. Goes low left as he does. Whistle away from the ball and a foul. We got a foul out front. And this one. We'll go on James Pierce, I believe. That will be Pierce's first. Cats up by 10, 18-8. Wallace from our left to our right will take it across the timeline. Being picked up by James Pierce. Cross court left side, Williams into the left corner for Ashton. Ashton left of the lane. Out front finds Williams. Right side pass for Wallace. Wallace out front. Back to Williams. Drives the left baseline as he drives underneath the bucket. Whistle and a foul. Forced toward the baseline. This one to go on Cody Kirkpatrick of Peru State. That's his first. And to the free throw line, Bryston Williams.
you know, the ball has been moving well enough at times that Williams has found himself with some good decision opportunities on the left side, whether to take a three-pointer or drive like he did on that last, but he's ended up with a lot of space when he's received the basketball just because of the ball movement.
Knocks down the first free throw. We'll have a second. That last foul, by the way, on the Bobcats, their eighth team foul. Northwest with four. Williams' second free throw. Rims out. And the rebound to Peru State. 19-8, Bearcats in front. Pearson in the front court. Between the circles for Jones. On the left wing for Green Smoot. Finds cutting through the lane left side. Tokyo Romano kicks it back right side on the wing. Jones, a three off the front of the rim. Rebound Williams for Northwest. His outlet goes to Wallace, who has to slow up to bring it down right in front of the scorer's table. Cross court left for Williams and in the front court left wing to the top of the key. Left side for Snyder. Down the lane he goes. A little runner off the glass. Won't go in a block foul coming up on Peru State.
You know, another thing I've noticed, I think it's going to be a lot harder to get charge calls. It seems like there's been several plays we have seen in the early part of this season where I thought for sure it was going to be a charge, and they've been called a block.
Romana, that's Tokyo Romana, picks up the foul his second. Snyder at the free throw line, and the first one a little hard.
Man, Cats 5 of 10 from the free throw line.
Boy, that's a stark contrast to what they had against Baker last week, where I think they missed two free throws the entire night. Second free throw by Snyder, good. Now 20-8 Northwest lead.
I think they hit like 21 in a row that night, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. It was into about the final minute of the game before the Northwest missed a free throw. Pass into lane, forced inside, whistle, and we've got a foul coming up. Snyder falls to the floor after a collision with Kirkpatrick going after that pass that went into the lane, and Kirkpatrick will pick up his second foul. Northwest right now on an 8-0 run. They're up 20-8. A couple of officials now meeting to discuss something. They're still in the backcourt as Northwest getting ready to inbound.
I think what they're trying to determine is whether or not there should be free throws involved with that foul.
It is the 10th team foul, and I believe they're going to come down and shoot some fouls.
Because if the team in possession of the basketball commits a foul, then you don't end up with free throws, even if you're in the bonus. But I think what they've determined is that ball was basically a loose ball. Nobody was in possession of it, and so that's why you're going to end up seeing free throws, maybe, by Snyder, as they have huddled up again.
And with now they're getting ready to line up. Both coaches had pulled their players to come over to the side and take advantage of this to talk some things over. Now they line up at the free throw line. Well, Coach Troy Caton talks to one of the officials. Snyder at the line, shooting two. First one good. Brett Pierce into the game. Brett, a 5'6 junior out of St. Joseph. He played his high school basketball at Mid-Buchanan. Back to the line, Zach Snyder. And the second one rolls out. Rebound to the Bobcats. Brett Pierce across the timeline. Left side for Kirkpatrick. One dribble goes out between the circles for Green Smoot. Right side pass for Jones. Jones to the right wing, and Tokyo Roman, as he tries, picks up his pivot foot, gets called for the travel, and the turnover right back to Northwest. 21-8, Northwest Missouri State up right now on a 9-0 run. Check that now, a 10-0 run for Northwest. 21-8, Cats in front. Off the right side, Ashton to the wing. Dribbles into the right corner. Out front right for Slake, who checked in during the last head ball. Wallace lobs the pass in the left corner. Williams now to Snyder. Finds Williams. Left side drives up with a shot off the glass and good. Nice strong move to the bucket by Bryson Williams. And he's got 3 points. 23-8 Northwest Missouri State in front. To the free throw line. Green Smoot through the lane. Back pedals. Brings it left side for Pierce. That's Brett Pierce. Now right side for Jones. Drives. Gets cut a little bit too far underneath the bucket. A shot short. Here comes Northwest on the fast break as Williams throws it down the floor, but his pass is stolen. And back right to left with it for Peru State as Jarvis Green-Smoot goes free throw line left. Finds Brett Pierce, who knocks down the jumper. Brett with some fans in the crowd for tonight's game. 23-10, Northwest Missouri State up. That last bucket by Peru State stops a 12-0 run. Now Wallace down the lane, drives, misses the left. Rebound tip controlled by Peru State. Brett Pierce on the fast break. The left side goes to Jones. Jones through the lane, lays it up, misses off the left. And Snyder with the board for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace, and he'll take it across the timeline. Cross court left side. Williams. Now to Ashton. Lost the handle on the ball. Chase loose on the floor, and coming up with it is Kirkpatrick for the Bobcats. Into the front court. Left side wing for Brett Pierce. Out left side for Kirkpatrick. They swing it into the right corner. Green Smoot takes the jumper. A three-pointer from the right side. That's his first bucket of the game. Makes it a 10-point contest, 23-13. Northwest Missouri State in front.
You know, Coach talked about energy and effort, and I don't know that they're seeing the energy that they want to right now. We're just seeing little things out of Northwest that we just do not see very often go wrong. Balls slipping through hands on passes, the ball just popping loose on the dribble. Just mistakes that I don't think we'll see a lot of from Northwest through the year.
And that's, I think, one of the reasons Coach Combe calls that timeout. And that's not real happy with the intensity level of his team right now.
No, absolutely. And I think that's where those mistakes are coming from, is because they're just not putting forth that effort right now.
Yeah, it's a one-point lead by 15 in this first half. Right now it's a 10-point game. Northwest in front 23-13. Hereford have taken across the timeline for Northwest. Also, stars along the game with Kozad, Funk, and Kirker. Out front for Funk. Right side for Cooper on the wing. So he tries to make a pivot, a hand check out front, and Brett Pierce gets called for the foul. That's his first. And we got a break in the action as well. With 8:27 left in the first half, it's Northwest Missouri State 23, Peru State 13. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 23-13, Northwest in front of Peru State. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Deshaun Cooper going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. Deshaun's first trip to the line tonight, and his free throw rolls up. It's kind of contagious the other way tonight for Northwest at the line. Everyone was knocking down free throws last week. This week, it's about 50-50 for each team, or for each player, as Cooper now knocks down a free throw, and it's a 24-13 Northwest Missouri State lead. Cats shooting 53% as a team from the free throw line. Now front right side, Kirkpatrick looks left side. Finds Connor Long, who checked in during the timeout. Long to the top of the key. Left side for Toki and Romano. Drives to the baseline left. And a foul coming up on Kozad. And that will be his first foul. Matt, that's a foul that might not have been called a year ago.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. One of those hand check arm bars, what they also call it, where they use the forearm to try to keep an offensive player a little bit more distant from their body.
24-13, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound, Brett Pierce out between the circles. Looks left side on the wing for Kirkpatrick to the free throw line. And a hand check out front. And this one going on Connor Kirker, who will pick up his first foul. 8:02 left in the first half. Inbound goes left side for Kirkpatrick in front of the scorer's table. Picked up by Kirker. Looks on the right side for Brett Pierce. Pierce out front. Gets it for Nate Boy. Or Bowie, that is. Now on the left side for Kirkpatrick. They swing it on the perimeter of that defense by Northwest. Pierce through the lane. Pivots. Finds cutting through the lane. Toki Aromana. He misses his first attempt and then tips it in with the left hand. And now 24-15. Northwest Missouri State lead over Peru State. to the top of the key. Cooper dribbles right side. Out front for Cozad. Looks right side for Cooper. Pass, pass, low right for Starzl. With the shot off the glass and good. Got a little bit of a mismatch inside, and Starzl able to take advantage of it and knock it down. 26-15, Northwest in front of Peru State. Down the lane, driving is Bowie, and gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Yeah, they're questioning the call, but they could have very easily called a push-off on Bowie and given him a foul. Instead, they catch a break with just the travel.
26-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper to the top of the key. Pass, pass out front for Cozad, and a tie-up hustling after was Bowie. And he ties up Cozad out front. Possession arrow gives it to Peru State. Kind of a high bounce trying as Cozad was trying to control it, and some good hustle that time by Bowie. 7 minutes left. We're in the first half. Into the front court with the dribble. Pierce looks left side on the wing for Long. Now left pass for Bowie. Out between the circles, Brett Pierce looks right side. Now they go low with it. Romana spins into the right corner. And a three on the way. Rims around and out. And the rebound Northwest as Cozad clears it. Alec Cooper across the timeline. Hustles through the lane. Off the right side for Funk. They swing it left side for Kirker. He drives the lane. Kicks it back out front. Cooper open. Three out front off the right. And it rims off the front. And picked up by Starzl. Up with a shot and in. Nice strong offensive board. And put back by Dylan Starzl. Starzl with 9 points. Cats up 28-15. Off the left side, Bowie to the top of the key. Looks right side to the baseline. Spinning up for the shot and blocked away. Kirkpatrick had it blocked away and picked up by Kirker. Kirker on the break across the timeline. Right side, Cooper to the baseline right. Now to Kirker. Out front, Starzl. Left side, Funk on the wing. Top the key, Cooper. Free throw line. Dribbles back out to the left side. Sets up. Gets a screen by Cozad. Shot rims around and out. And the rebound on the floor to Peru State. Connor Long on the break to Brett Pierce. Picks it back right side. Long wing on the right side. Knocks down the jumper. A three-pointer. Nothing but net for Connor Long. And it's a 10-point game once again. Northwest in front 28-18. 5:38 left in at the first half. Cooper to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass out front. Kirker. Kirker near the elbow on the left. Goes low left side for Cozad. Off the glass and good. Put it up and over Tokyo Romanov. Nice strong move by Cozad, his first bucket of the game, and Northwest up 30-18. Down the lane, left side, a whistle as Brett Pierce went driving down the lane left. Gets called for the travel, and the turnover right back to Northwest. 5:19 left in the first half. Substitutions for both teams. Wallace into the game for Northwest, Snyder back in. Now the officials come over to the scorer's table.
Some confusion on who's in and who's not.
I think we've got about 15 players out on the floor at one point.
Yeah, we did for a moment. And now I think we're set.
Wallace will take over the point duties for Northwest. Bryson Williams into the game. Schneider out there. Starzl on the floor. And also Kirker stays out on the floor for the Cats. Down the lane left, Bryson Williams drives and whistle on a foul. This one will go on at Peru State as Brett Pierce gets called for the foul. His second. Bryson, who originally came to Northwest to play basketball, left for a year, and he went to Peru State to try to play football, and has since transferred back to the Bearcats as a basketball player. Free throw by Bryson, it comes up short.
And, you know, at the time, I hated to see him go and leave the program, but now it's great because we've got him. Had he stayed here that year and played basketball that year, he would have already been gone from the program, so... Now he's going to be a part of what is a really, really solid senior class.
Second free throw by Williams drops down. Cozad into the ball game. Through the sideline goes Starzl. On the left side, Connor Long for Peru State. Dribbles into that trap on the left side. Gets it to Lado. Lado on the left for Long. Long back left side. Bowie. Dribbles out front. Checking off is Cozad in that trap with Wallace. And pass goes left side for Long. Goes cross court right side to the baseline. A drive shot blocked away and a foul. As Tommy and Romano went driving to the right. And he was fouled. Just want to go on the Bearcats. And again, call for the foul, Grant Cozad. That's his second. Breaking the action, 4:45 left in the first half. Northwest 31, Peru State 18. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 31-18, Northwest in front of Peru State. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And it's been, as Matt has said, maybe a little bit more of a sloppy first half than what the coaching staff would like here. But still on the top in this one, 31-18.
Yeah, I have a feeling, especially just watching some of the reaction of Coach McCullum, that might be a tough time in the locker room, but typically when that happens, they come out with some pretty good effort in the second half.
At the free throw line, Tommy Romanum, the 5'10 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, knocks down the first free throw. His first point of the game. He transfers to Peru State out of Missouri State in Springfield. It's his second as well. 11-point Bearcat lead, 31-20. Cats at 1 point in the first half, led by 15. Bryson Williams to the free throw line, hooks the pass left wing for Connor Kirker, sets up, wants that left-handed three, and it rolls in. Connor Kirker with his first three of the game, but he's been knocking down some threes early in this season. Cats up by 14. Off the right side is a buoy. Looks right wing, and Roman it. Now cross court, left side pass is telegraphed, picked up by Bryson Williams on the steal to the bucket, lays it up and in. Williams with 6 points, and Cats with their largest lead of the game, 36-20. With 4:07 left in the first half. On the right side, and Roman trying to spin on Kirker. Dribbles off the right wing. Out front right side, Pierce. Looks right side for Roman to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes. Ball stripped loose, but it was on a foul inside. This one to go on Northwest. And picking up the foul will be Connor Kirker. That'll be his second. 3:54 left. We're in the first half. Northwest in front, 36-20. First free throw, bounds in. Tyler Funk into the game. Wallace to the sideline for Northwest. Again, this Bearcat men's basketball team back in action on Friday afternoon. 3:30 is tip-off time. 3:10, a pregame. Second free throw by Roman are good. 36-22, Northwest Missouri State up. 3:48 left in the first half. Funk on the left wing. Dribbles through the lane. A nice drive through the lane. A high jump step goes up and hits the shot. Tyler Funk, aggressive move to the bucket. He's got 5 points in this first half. 38-22, Northwest. Coming at top of the key. Goes left side for Green Smoot. Into the left corner for Bowie. Out of the free throw line. Down the lane. He drives with a scoop layup. Won't go. Fouled as he goes by, though. And this one to go on Northwest. Getting called on the foul. Kyle Schlake, that'll be his second.
Foul is on number 34, Kyle Schlake, his second.
This will get Bowie to the free throw line. First free throw off the front of the rim, backboard, and then drops down. He has 3 points. He's a 68% shooter on the year. Second free throw, a little bit too hard. Fight for the rebound. Slate clears it away for Northwest. 38-23, Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State. Wallace to the left wing. Dribbles top the key. Almost lost the handle on the dribble. Looks right side. Williams on the wing. Williams to the free throw line. Cross court left Funk. Back to Williams right side. Dribbles to the right wing to the baseline. And ball knocked loose as he goes by. So now he's saying slipped out of his fingertips and out of bounds.
I saw Wallace have some trouble with the dribble a little bit. He didn't lose the ball, but he did dribble off of his knee. And then there, right at the tail end of the play, we see Bryson Williams. Again, a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes by Northwest in this first half.
Across the timeline, left side, Green Smoot, guarded by Snyder, drives through the lane. Double pump shot blocked away by Slick, and it goes on the baseline where it hits Wallace as he was on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Slick to the sideline, and Starzl back into the ballgame for the Cats. Inbound, right side, shot off the glass. No, and a whistle and a foul. This will get Peru State back to the free throw line. Foul on Northwest. And Matt Wallace will pick it up. His first foul. Free throw on the way, and it is good by Tommy Romanum. He's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. All 5 of his points coming from there late in this first half. Second free throw rolls in. 38-25 Northwest. Across the timeline goes Wallace. Dribbles to the left wing. Man-to-man defense out of Peru State. Being chased by James Pierce. Left side, Ashton open on the wing. The three got it.
Great job there by Wallace. They tried to up the defensive pressure against Wallace. He made a nice move dribbling behind his back to get Ashton wide open on the left side.
Ashton has a real nice-looking jump shot, and we've seen him have a couple of good games with that little rainbow off the wing. Off the left side, bounce pass low left. Green Smith drives into the lane, misses the shot, rebound. Bowie put back in good. Hey, Bowie with 5 points, and it's a 41-27 Northwest Missouri State lead. Into the front court, left side, Wallace. Wallace out front for Ashton. To the top of the key, Starzl looks left side. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks and finds into the right corner. Snyder, he'll take the three from the far right corner and rolls in. Zach Snyder knocks down a three from the right side. So a couple freshmen on the floor right now knocking down threes. 44-27 Northwest. To the baseline, Roman lost a handle on it. Tries to go up off the left side, but a whistle coming up here in the turnover as he got it caught on his hip, and the ball belonged to Northwest.
That was almost a tremendous play there by Peru State. A great pass. If he would have been able to finish with the bucket, it would have been a reverse layup and would have been a beautiful play.
Northwest with it across midcourt, right side, Wallace, low post for Starzl. Off the right side, fadeaway jumper won't go. Fight for the board on the baseline off a flunk out of bounds. So Peru State will inbound. They'll take it the length of the floor. At 44-27, Northwest Missouri State lead. Into the front court off the right side is James Pierce. Takes it out front for Green Smoot. Looks to the right wing. And with it out front, Bowie. Bowie to the right side. Between the circles, Pierce. Looks on the left wing for Green Smoot to the baseline. Drives and misses the shot. Rebound though, pulled away by Ashton for Northwest. Jordan Ashton with an alley right side for Wallace. Between the circle, Snyder, left side, Ashton sets up, wants the three, got it. Didn't take a dribble, just squared up and knocks down his second three of the first half. Cats up now by 20 with under a minute left in the first half. On the left side, Green Smoot. Cross court right side for Bowie. On the right wing is Romanov to the right side, and a whistle and a foul. Already shoulder a little bit before going up to the shot, gets called for the foul.
Start to see some frustration set in a little bit for Peru State. They hung around within about 10 for quite a while, but Northwest has put together a nice little run here late in the half to double that lead.
Coming in for Peru State, number 3, Brett Pierce.
Brett Pierce back into the game. The junior out of Mid-Buchanan. 47-27 Northwest, 40 seconds left in the half. Ashton, right side, front, quick pass out front, Starzl. Looks left wing, Wallace. Dribbles free throw line. And gets caught with a travel violation before getting a pass over to Funk off the right wing.
Ten turnovers in this half for Northwest. Another thing that's a little uncharacteristic of this team tonight.
Into the front court off the left side is Pierce. I think that's probably one of the things that will be addressed during halftime. On the left side, Pierce. Right wing for Green Smoot. Between the circles, Pierce once again for Peru State. Top of the key. Through the lane left, Pierce. Gets caught up in the air. Shot high off glass, won't go. Rebound in the floor. Picked up by Funk at midcourt. As a buzzer about to sound. puck launches it. Had a little more time than he thought. It comes up a little short and wide to the right, but Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime with a 47-27 lead over Peru State. We'll be back, have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime, 47-27. As they put together a nice little run there at the end of the first half.
Yeah, they really did. You know, they had that, I believe it was like a 12-0, maybe 14-0 run earlier in the half to kind of build up a 10-point lead. Saw the timeout, the last media timeout there in the half. And, you know, coach reminded them, you're not playing the cleanest game. And they seemed to come out with a little better effort out of that timeout and were able to double up what was a 10-point lead and lead it by 20 here at the half.
I think a couple of guys that are fighting for some minutes right now that the Bearcat fans will be enjoying to watch this year, Jordan Ashton and Zach Snyder.
Yeah, and, you know, both of them have hit a couple of shots from the outside, hit three-pointers. And, you know, it's going to be either one or both on the floor. It's going to be a nice addition, I think. Initially, you kind of knew that we were going to see some minutes for Snyder, but Ashton is kind of making a case for some as well. Now, both of them are in different spots, but, you know, you still got to figure up a rotation on when they're going to fit with who. But both of them can hit the outside shot, and I think that's something that's really encouraging for Northwest.
Again, one of the encouraging things out of this first half for the Cats, or especially early in the half, was on the boards. Northwest doing a very good job with offensive rebounds.
Yeah, they did right out of the start. As a matter of fact, six of the points for Dylan Starzl, six of his nine, have come off of second chance points off of those offensive rebounds. They ended up with seven offensive rebounds and 12 second chance points. Now, they did give up 10 second chance points as well, but looking on the positive side, they are doing a good job on the glass.
And we are at the half, Northwest Missouri State 47, Peru State 27. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this. And 1 minute timeout, back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Came back at the half, Northwest Missouri State 47, Peru State 27. Before we talk more about the second half for this matchup in women's basketball, Matt, big game coming up Saturday, Northwest and Minnesota Duluth, second round of the NCAA Division II playoffs, and noon kickoff. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock, and that ought to be a heck of a matchup. That's a pretty darn good Minnesota Duluth team that's coming down to Maryville on Saturday.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they forced a bunch of turnovers. Now, part of that is Emporia State had a new quarterback in with Wilson Hurt, and he was playing in with wind chill, 0 degree weather, and threw four interceptions. So, you know, they were able to force turnovers, and Duluth is a team that's going to be a lot like the last Duluth team Northwest faced, and a lot like Missouri Southern in the sense that they're going to run the ball a ton. They average more than 300 yards a game on the ground, and they average about 145, I think it is, throwing the ball. So they'll throw the ball a little more often than Southern will. It won't be all that effective, but they're going to try to do their damage on the ground, and that's really going to shorten the game, you know, and it could potentially limit the number of possessions in the ball game. So that's just going to make each possession by both teams even more critical.
Two teams not doing a lot of things different from the last time they met in 2010 in the playoffs up in Duluth. A couple of different head coaches, though, this time around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that was the final game for Coach Churchma up there in Duluth in 2010. And Coach Wheezy, Kurt Wheezy, now coaching at Minnesota Duluth. And, you know, he there was a legend there as well the last time we played Duluth. So, yeah, you've got a couple of young coaches. They're very similar in age and having similar successes with the programs that the previous coaches had, which is kind of neat to see. But it definitely will be a challenge, but that's what the playoffs are all about.
No doubt. Anybody that's in the playoffs right now, you know, has had a pretty good season up to this point, and it'll be a fun game, and hopefully, again, for Northwest side of things, come out with a win here at home. But I tell you, the nice thing about that, it is at home from several standpoints. Just trying to go up north and playing this time of year is always tough, and just nice to be at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you mentioned about the teams who are still left are good. There are 16 teams remaining right now in the playoffs, combined 15 losses. So it just goes to and I think there's two, maybe three, two-loss teams in there. So that just goes to show you, you're right, the level of competition is huge. The only loss for Minnesota Duluth so far this year was Minnesota State Mankato, you know. So it just goes to show you that those are two of the top teams out of the up north, and they're both in the playoffs right now.
47-27, Northwest in front of Peru State in this men's basketball matchup here at Bearcat Arena. Back with more after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Come on now,
let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
47-27, Northwest men in front of Peru State. The men will be back in action on Friday afternoon as they face the defending national champions in Drury University. That game played down in Springfield, Drury's Thanksgiving Classic. We've got that listed as a 3:30 tip-off on their website. They have it at 3:15. So, at any rate, during that 3 o'clock hour, you know the game's going to be started, and we'll have the pregame 20 minutes before tip-off time from down there in Springfield. But that'll be a heck of a matchup for the Northwest men.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get an opportunity to see a defending national champion down on their home floor this weekend really says a lot. And not only the defending national champs, but they've got some good talent back from that team as well. So it's not like it's a bounce-back year or anything like that for Drury.
47-27, Northwest in front of Peru State. We'll be back. Check some of the numbers from this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 47-27, Northwest in front of Peru State as we check the numbers here at halftime. For Northwest, 62% from the field. They were 16 of 26, 6 of 11 from a three-point range, 55% there. At the free throw line, shooting just 53%, 9 of 17. And this is a team that's done very well at the free throw line up to this particular point in the season. Northwest coming into tonight's game, shooting nearly 80%. As a team, but struggling at the line here tonight. 20 boards for Northwest compared to 13 for Peru State. Peru State from the field shooting at 32%, 8 of 25. They were 2 of 7 from three-point range. And at the free-throw line, shooting 90%, 9 of 10 from the line. Individually, no one in double figures. Cats being paced by Bryson Williams with 6 points. And also 9 points for Dylan Starzl. 6 points as well for Jordan Ashton coming off the bench, and 8 points for Zach Snyder. And for Peru State, no one in double figures there as well. 6 points by Tommy Romana to, again, help pace Peru State in scoring. Here at the half, Northwest 47, Peru State 27. We'll be back, get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
And back at Bearcat Arena, 47-27, Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State in men's basketball game tonight. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, 47-27, the Northwest men in front of Peru State. For the Northwest women, they are off this week until Saturday afternoon. A 4 o'clock schedule tip-off as Northwest faces College of St. Mary. And Matt, when that game was originally scheduled, I think Coach Smith might be a little bit easier game than what that may turn out to be. But a couple of recruits have signed on with College of St. Mary's program since that game was scheduled. It really made that perhaps one of the toughest non-conference games that they'll have this season.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think it's better this way with the additions that they've got that will help them out. Better for Northwest, I say. Obviously, it's better for College St. Mary's.
Yeah.
But I think it's also better for Northwest with that being a non-conference game and seeing the good competition like that.
That will be a good opportunity for Bearcat fans that are out on campus for the football game. It should be finishing up right about tip-off time for that women's game. Just kind of make the short trek from Bearcat Stadium to Bearcat Arena and check out that women's game.
Well, and while it's not going to be terribly cold on Saturday, just remember what Coach McCollum told us at a coach's show not too long ago. He said, hey, it's always 72 degrees at basketball, so it will be warmer at basketball than that day for sure.
And we'll have that broadcast for you right after our broadcast of the Bearcat football playoff game with Minnesota Duluth. The matchup on Saturday for the Northwest men, that will be a game with Truman State, and that game will tip off a little bit earlier in the afternoon and will be streamed on KXCV.com as well as NorthwestBearcats.com with the link to get you there. That game is set to tip off at 1 with a 12:40 pregame along our internet stream with Truman State and the Northwest men. So you can follow that action as well as the football game on Saturday.
Tell you, that is awesome. Just take the radio with you over to Bearcat Stadium, and you can get a 2-for-1 deal out of it.
That's right. 47-27, Northwest Missouri State up at halftime as they come out for second half play here. We've got Dylan Starzl on the floor along with Kyle Slate, Connor Kirker, Bryson Williams, and also Deshaun Cooper, the original starting five for Northwest. And it looks like Bowie State also countering with their original starting five as well. Bowie on the floor, also Kirkpatrick out there. He picked up a couple early fouls set through a lot of the first half. Also Toki Romano on the floor, and also Tommy Romano. And Northwest will inbound, going from our right to our left to start the second half in their gray alternate jerseys and pants. And a pass into lane goes to Starzl, pivots and had the shot, but just couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound comes to Peru State on the break right side. Romano looks low right side. Kirkpatrick pivots into lane with the left handed spin back, goes with the right handed shot. Won't go. And the rebound inside. Bryson Williams clears it for the Cats. He'll go across midcourt off the left side to the left wing. Cross court right side. Cooper to the right corner. Kirker to the baseline. Drives, bounce pass, high post at the elbow right side for Slake. Into the left corner for Williams. Looks low for Starzl. Tried to post up. And a whistle and a foul. I think the foul on the floor before the shot. This should go on Cody Kirkpatrick, and that would be his third foul. So Kirkpatrick, after setting a lot of the first half with a couple early fouls, now picks up his third right at the start of the second half. And that will get David Leto into the game and Kirkpatrick to the sideline. Cats up by 20. It's their largest lead of the game. Cats will inbound baseline left. The inbound lob left side to Kirker from Cooper, and Cooper will get it back on the left wing. Takes it top of the key. Right side Kirker into the right corner for Williams. Get Northwest in the second half from our right to our left. Cooper on the left side. Takes a dribble. Free throw line. Back left side for Kirker. Kirker through the lane. Drives. And his shot is good. Lobbed it up in the air and nothing but net. Nice drive to the bucket by Connor Kirker. 49-27 Northwest as they increase their largest lead of the game. To the top of the key, Roman down the lane right side and almost lost the handle on the dribble. Tries to go cross court with it off of Kirker out of bounds. Nate Bowie will inbound, the senior out of Mesa, Arizona. Palms the ball with his right hand, trying to get the inbound. Goes into the left corner as Tommy Romanek comes over to help out. Bounce pass low left for Tokyo Romanek. Through the lane, fadeaway jumper with that left hand off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped, chased on the baseline out of bounds. It will belong to Peru State. A couple of Bearcats fighting for it inside.
Yeah, Schlake and Williams both got their hands on the basketball. They were the only two that got their hands on the basketball and lost it out of bounds.
And the far left corner to inbound Bowie for the Bobcats. Gets the inbound left side, Kirkpatrick. Out front left for Tokyo Romano. Into the right corner for Bowie. Out between the circles for Kirkpatrick. Out to Tommy Romano on the right side. Left-handed dribble. Into a double team. Shot clock at 18. Right side for Kirkpatrick. Rather right side. Rather now they've got a couple. That time it is Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick will throw it away down the other end. Bryson Williams tries to drive and misses the layup.
Tell you what, Deshaun Cooper just threw a one-handed, probably 40-foot bounce pass that was perfectly led Williams in stride there.
And he'll get a chance to go to the free throw line. Kind of coming up, limping just a little bit after maybe falling awkwardly trying to lay that one up. That went on late, though. That's his second at the free throw line. First free throw is short by Williams.
Tell you, the way he's walking and the way that one was as short as it was, you almost wonder if it might not be his lower back.
Well, I have a second free throw, and that one's good. 50-27, Northwest. Roman up the right side. 5'10 player, dribbles with the left hand. Out front left with the pass for Leto. Now to the left, driving on the left side, Connor Long. Cross-court pass for Tommy Romano. Just almost lost the handle. Chases it down, dribbles to the left wing. Early moments of the second half. Northwest in front, 50-27. Behind the back with the dribble. Through the lane, bounce pass right side for Tokyo Romano. Misses the shot as he was off balance. Rebound, though, for Peru State out front. Left side, Bowie with a three attempt. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Bryson Williams. Cooper comes up high and brings down the ball up and falls to the floor, but he pops back up as he is fouled as well. And this will go on David Lato. That is his third foul. So we've got Taylor Christensen with three, also Lato with three. And it's a 50-27 game. Bobcats in front of, rather Northwest in front of the Bobcats. Bearcats with it. Left side is Connor Crooker. Inside the arc, brings it back left side for Cooper. Cross court right side, Bryson Williams to the top of the key. Left side for Cooper. Down the lane, into the left corner, Crooker. Dribbles out top of the key to the free throw line. Hooks the pass right side for Williams. Quick pass low right side for Starzl. Spins into the lane. Fadeaway jumper from six. Won't go. Rebound tapped by Slake, but it's picked up by Peru State. On the break, Tommy Romano down the lane right side as he's bumped and is fouled. Trying to go up with the shot. Foul on Northwest. And this will go on Connor Crooker. That will be his third foul. And this will send Tommy Romano to the free throw line. Knee bend, and the right-handed free throw is good. All of his points coming at the free throw line tonight. Tyler Funk into the game, and Connor Crooker goes to the sideline. One more free throw coming to Tommy Romano. Knocks down that one as well. 50-29, Northwest in front of Peru State. Cooper into the front court right side, dribbles to the right wing. Looks left side for Funk. Funk left side to the top of the key. Looks left wing for Cooper. Dribbles to the left baseline underneath the bucket. His dribble knocked loose and out of bounds from behind by Tokyo Romano. So Northwest one bound. Baseline right. Cooper. Lobs the inbound out front right side for Williams. A touch pass right side for Funk. Back to Williams left wing. Out of Funk to the right wing for Cooper. Drives to the bucket, a double pump as he's in the air, shot block goes out of bounds, and we got a whistle coming, and what we got here, that's going off the Northwest out of bounds, apparently off of Cooper. Kozad in, Slake to the sideline. Played out to inbound, and gets the inbound, well, now we'll wait just a second for the officials to get ready. Inbound goes to Tommy Romano. Into the front court. Dribbles between the circles. Left side for Toki. Now on the left for Connor Long. Now to Toki Romano. The elbow off the left side. Gives it left wing for Bowie. Drives to the baseline. In a double team. Shot blocked by Kozad. And he comes down with it. And it will be a travel violation ball coming to Northwest. Bowie got up in the air. It was double team. And he saw Kozad right there. Just couldn't get the shot off. And gets called for the travel. 50-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Williams on the left wing. Gets the screen by Kozad. Now into the lane. Nice pass. Goes inside for Starzl. Goes up for the shot. And a whistle and a foul. This one to go on Peru State. This should go on Lato, I believe. As David Lato picks up his fourth foul. Fourth team foul on the Bobcats in the second half. Jesse Jones getting ready to check in for Peru State. Starzl with the knee bend and the free throw. Good. 10 points for Starzl tonight. Now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Later to the bench and Jesse Jones into the game. Jones, a 6'4 sophomore of Edmond, Oklahoma. Second free throw by Starzl. Good. 52-29, Northwest Missouri State up. Into the front court left side, Aroma, and a bump out front by Bryson Williams. He'll get called for the foul. That will be Bryson's first foul. Second team foul on Northwest. Jones looks to inbound, gets it to Aroma, and it's stolen. Picked up by Williams for Northwest. Here comes Bryson. Measures, he steps, and slams it down with one hand. 9 points for Bryson Williams. Gets the steal, and then the slam dunk at the other end, and Northwest up 54-29. 15:48 left in at the ball game. Into the front court right side, Roman dribbles left into a trap, pulls up, bounce pass, finds a Tokyo Roman down the lane. The left-handed push shot won't go. Rebound, the put back off the front of the rim by Jones, and the rebound Northwest. Starzl clears it right side for Cooper into the front court. Long pass into the left corner for Bryson Williams through the lane, kicks it out front. Starzl, right side Cooper. Back pedals with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key now. Looks right for Funk. Lobs it low right side in the blocks for Starzl and a foul. Starzl brought the ball down about waist high and a foul reaching around. Jesse Jones comes up with the foul. And that will be at Jones first.
Yeah, Jones coming over on the help side just a little bit too aggressive.
Fifth team foul on the Bobcats. Northwest inbound baseline right. And the lob pass from Cooper out to Williams. Now back to Deshaun. He'll set up the offense with the dribble out between the circles. Looks left side for Funk. Game man-to-man defense out of Peru State. Funk down the lane he goes. Right-handed runner won't go. Rebound tipped by Starzl. Controlled inside by Tokyo Roman up for the Bobcats. Now to Tommy. Through the lane. Drives and his shot won't go. And the board to Bryson Williams. Clears it up. Knock loose. Goes to midcourt and controlled by Connor Long. He'll get called for and over and back. He is right on the front court side of the timeline. And then gets called for the over and back, and it will belong to Northwest following a timeout. 54-29, Northwest in front of Peru State. 14:48 left in of the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Buying the timeout, they get it inside to Kozad. He spins into the lane, misses the shot, rebound counts to Peru State. Northwest up 54-29, 14:26 left in the game. Green Smoot into the game for the first time in the second half. Fishes a right side. Driving is Tokyo Romano down the lane right side and is bumped and fouled. And this one to go on Northwest. So that will go on Grant Kozad. And that will be Grant's third foul. Brett Pierce into the game and will take the place of Connor Long for the Bobcats. Again, Brett Pierce out of Mid-Buchanan. Green Smoot will inbound baseline right. It's the inbound to Tommy Roman as he drives, whistle and a foul, and this one to go on Northwest. And getting called will be Bryson Williams. That'll be number two on Bryson. Tommy Roman back to the line. 8 points tonight, and all eight coming at the free throw line. He's 8 of 8 from there, and make that 9 of 9 as that one hit the front of the rim and rolls over. Kozad to the bench, and back into the game, Kyle Slake for Northwest. Second free throw, good. Double figures for Tommy and Roman, 54-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 14 minutes left in the game. Matt Wallace off the right side, brings it out front and left. Sean Cooper takes the long three-attempt, rims around and out, and the rebound inside for Tokyo Roman. Allett down the left side for Tommy. Through the lane. A little runner. Blocked away by Slake. Gets it right back up off the glass. No by Romano. Now Tokyo Romano with a shot off the right side with the left hand. Drops it down. So now it's a 54-33 lead for Northwest. Into the front court right side goes Cooper through the lane. Into the left corner, Bryson Williams takes the jumper off the front of the rim. No fight for the board inside. Players fall to the floor, but it's picked up by Ramona for Peru State. Pass pass to Toki. Through the lane, whistle on a foul. This one to go on Northwest. And this one will go on Matt Wallace. That's number two on Wallace. 13:32 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State up 54-33. Largest lead the Bearcats have had in this game has been 25. Toki Romano's free throw misses. He's now 2 of 3 at the line. And this will get into the game. Crooker as Cozad, let's see, Cozad Starzl on the bench right now. Northwest going with Wallace, Schneider, Schlake, Crooker, and Cooper. And into the game for Peru State comes Cody Kirkpatrick, 6'2 senior of Laomai, Illinois, and a transfer from John Wood Community College. Connor Kirker off the left wing, through the lane, into the right corner, Snyder. He wants the three. That one a little bit too hard. Rebound at the free throw line goes to Kirkpatrick for Peru State. Across the timeline off the left, into the left corner. Three on the way. It's good. Taken from the left corner by Jesse Jones. 54-37. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline into the front court. Dribbles left wing. Now accelerates through the lane. Dishes right side. Schneider with a 10-foot jumper on the right. Misses as it rattles out. And the rebound pulled down by Jones for Peru State. Now to Pierce into the front court to the right wing. Into the right corner. Bounce pass low right for Toki Roman. And with a left-handed dribble through the lane as he goes running through. Whistle and a foul. Coming up on Northwest after a bump. And this one on Zach Schneider. That'll be number two on Schneider. And check that. They're going to give that on Schlake instead. So Schlake will pick up his third foul. Schlake, Wallace, and Schneider to the sideline. Cozad along with Starzl. Back into the ballgame. And Tyler Fonkamp. So three players from Kearney High School into the ballgame for Northwest. Rebound tipped out front by Funk. He goes into the backcourt and out of bounds. Chasing after it with Kirkpatrick. It's off of Funk, but still a good hustle by Tyler Funk trying to go for the steal. 54-37, Northwest in front of Peru State. Into the front court right side, Pierce to the top of the key. Looks left side, Kirkpatrick through the lane, and it whistled a foul. He's knocked to the floor, and this will get him to the free throw line, and the foul's on, and Grant Cozad will pick up his fourth foul.
Foul is on number 45, Grant Cozad.
Seventh team foul on Northwest. Cody Kirkpatrick to the free throw line. Averages 11 points a game. He's been held to 2 tonight. And the free throw, good. Cozad to the bench, and Slake back into the game. Goes out with four fouls. Slate coming back in. He has three. Kirkpatrick with the second free throw too hard. And the rebound to Funk as Slate really cleared the way. And Funk was able to get in and get that rebound. Cooper into the front court from our right to our left. Now finds Funk at the free throw line. Back right side for Cooper. Cooper dribbling left, finds Funk on the left side, back to Cooper right side. Cooper free throw line through the lane, left side finds Kirker, a jumper right in front of the Bearcat bench, misses, and the rebound to Peru State on the fast break. Kirkpatrick through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in.
Cody Kirkpatrick.
54-40, Northwest up. Cooper to walk it from our right to our left. Top of the key, dribbles right side. Now left side for Kirker. Kirker with a little bit of a shoulder shrug tries to make the drive and a foul, and this one will go on Peru State.
You got to give Peru State some credit. They were down by 25 in this game. They've cut that to a 14-point game.
Schmoot with the foul, his first. Right now for Peru State, it's an 11-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Out to the top of the key on the right side, Cooper. Cooper right wing goes low post and 10 for Snyder. Tip goes off of Schlake out of bounds. And ball will belong to, rather that's off of Starzl out of bounds. Ball belongs to Peru State. Cooper to the bench and Jordan Ashton back into the game for Northwest. 54-40. Northwest in front of Peru State. And in the front court right side is Eddie Proctor seeing his first action. Goes into the right corner. His pass knocked out of bounds by Funk. This was intended for Kirkpatrick right in front of the Bobcat bench. Proctor will inbound. And gets the right side for Pierce. Cross court left side is Green Smoot. Out of Proctor. Inside the lane for Jones. Jones back out front. Finds Kirkpatrick. Through the lane goes. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Crocker for Northwest. 2-on-1 break. Down the lane to the bucket on the right side. Lays it up with the left hand. Connor Kirker with 9 points. And that breaks an 11-0 run by Peru State. 56-40. Northwest Missouri State up. Eddie Proctor off the right side goes to Kirkpatrick. Looks low right side. Proctor out the elbow off the right side. Jones with the jumper. One go. Fight for the rebound. And it is controlled off that right side. Into the right corner goes to Jesse Jones. Trying to go up and over a Matt Wallace, or rather that's Funk, who was a little slow to get up off the right side. And he'll go to the sideline here. We also have a break in the action with Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State, 56-40. 10:51 left in the game, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
56-40, Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State. Inbound is knocked away by Schlake for Northwest, picked up by Starzl. So the Cats with it off of the steal across the timeline on the right side goes Connor Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key. Looks left wing for Ashton. Low left for Starzl. Starzl in the blocks off the left side. Spins left. Goes off the shot. Blocked away by Proctor. He gets it back. Puts it back up by Starzl. Missed. And the rebound to Jesse Jones for Peru State. Brett Pierce across the timeline down the lane. Right he goes. And a blocked foul coming up on Northwest. Ashton should get called for this one.
And it's an unfortunate. Pierce was out of control, but the foul call, the right call. Ashton was backpedaling, trying to avoid the contact, but couldn't.
Eighth team foul on Northwest.
Foul is on number 23, Jordan Ashton. That's his first.
So Brett Pierce, the St. Joseph native who played high school basketball at Mid-Buchanan, will go to the free throw line, 5'6 junior. 2 points of the game coming back in the first half. And shooting a 1-1, the front end of the 1-1 rolls in. Don't forget, Bearcat men's basketball Friday afternoon. They face the defending national champions in Drury. Either 3:15 or 3:30 at tip-off, depending on the website you look at. Second free throw by Pierce is good. We'll have that broadcast beginning 20 minutes before tip-off time from Springfield. 56-42, Northwest Missouri State in front of Peru State. Bounce pass to the top of the key goes to Bryson Williams. Looks low right side for Starzl, trying to post up with a shot off the glass. Won't go, but a foul. And this will get Dillon back to the free throw line. That will be Eddie Proctor seeing action in the second half. Picks up his first foul. Proctor, a 6'4 junior out of Salina, Kansas, in a transfer from Brown-Mackey College. Starzl with the knee bend. Free throw as he shoots the first of two. Nothing but net. And 12 points for Dillon tonight. Tokyo Romana into the game and to the sideline, Jesse Jones. 10 minutes, 10 seconds left in this non-conference game. Second free throw is good as it rattles around, hits the backboard, and then drops down. 58-42, Northwest in front of Peru State. James Pierce on the left wing. Gets it to Tommy Romano, now to Toki. Down the lane, off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped by Schlake as they go after the ball on the lane. Whistle and a foul coming up here. Proctor came away with the ball and was fouled. This one go on Northwest. As a foul will go on Dylan Starzl. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 9:54 left in the game. Northwest 58 and Peru State 42. Be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
At the free throw line, Andy Proctor shooting the front end of a 1-1. Misses too hard. Northwest with the rebound. They have the lead 58-42 as they lead Peru State. Crooker out front finds Williams, looks on the left side, and gets it to Jordan Ashton. Ashton in a double team out front for Slake. Slake goes cross-court right side Williams. On the wing to Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line, kicks it back left side Ashton. Down the lane left, drives and banks it, misses it, rebounds Slake. The putback is no good. Rolls off to the left side, the rebound, and then the return shot by Dylan Starzl is good. Starzl with 15 points. Cats up 60-42. 9:16 left in the game. On the left side on the wing, Proctor with one dribble finds Romano down the lane. A little hesitation, double pump, misses the shot. Block loose, picks it back up, kicks it back out front with a Kirkpatrick. Left side, Proctor. The three is well short. Pipe for the board. Williams fighting with it inside with Tommy Romano. The foul coming up, and this will go on Tommy. That will be his fourth foul. 60-42, Northwest Missouri State in front of a Peru State. Eighth team foul, they'll shoot him 1-1 at the Bearcat end of the floor.
And if I've been keeping up right, Starzl with 8 points now, second chance coming off of offensive rebounds tonight.
He has been very consistent early in this season and doing just a great job really on both sides of the floor, but really being a force inside. Free throw by Bryson Williams, short rebound tip. And it will belong to Peru State. Fighting for the board was Kyle Slake, and Kyle will pick up his fourth foul. One of the areas I'm sure the coaching staff will be talking a little bit about tonight, free throw line. Northwest tonight, 14 of 24 from the line.
You know, it really hasn't felt like it tonight, but both teams have two players with four fouls and another one with three fouls. It doesn't seem like there's been a ton of foul called. They're just on the same people, it seems like.
Tokyo Romano, the line, misses the free throw. Slate goes to the sideline and Kozad in. So Northwest swapping out a couple players with four fouls apiece. 9 minutes left. Toki's next shot rims around and out. And Crooker with the rebound for Northwest. On the break, into the right corner for Ashton. Drives the baseline, kicks it out front for Kozad. Right side, Crooker takes the jumper out front. 17-footer rims around and in. Hung on the rim, had the touch as it rolls down. He's got 11 points, 62-42. Northwest Missouri State up with 8:42 left in the game. Out to the top of the key, Kirkpatrick. Scoops the pass between the circles for James Pierce. Behind the back with the dribble. Guarded by Ashton. Now the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Now out of a weave to Tommy Romano. Fadeaway jumper won't go. Fight for the board. And it's picked up off the floor by Northwest. Here comes Crooker on the fast break. Down the lane. Left side. Lays it up. And a foul. Coming over to try to block that shot was David Lado, who picked up the foul. And that will be his fifth foul. He'll go to the sideline with 8:20 left in the game.
Continue to see confidence beyond his years from Connor Crooker. I mean, last year when he started to get time, he looked confident, even though he's a freshman, and carrying that over into his sophomore season.
He goes to the free throw line. Perfect 21 of 21 on the season, and I shouldn't have mentioned it. He misses that one as it rolls out. His first miss at the line. We'll have one more. And that one's good. As it hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then drops down.
I think the team was 21 of 21 last week when you brought that up, too, didn't it?
I just need to just keep that to myself. Roman off the right wing, out to the top of the key, Pierce. Looks left side on the baseline, and driving is Jones. Out front as he gets the pass, left side forward, and it's on a foul. Getting it to Kirkpatrick, drove the lane in a foul. And this one to go on Northwest, a bit of a push. Crooker picks up his fourth foul. And as Kirkpatrick goes to the free throw line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First free throw good, 63-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Been right around a 20-point lead for most of this game. The largest lead Northwest had, 25, and that was the last time they had the 25-point lead. It was with 15:58 left in the second half. Second free throw rims out. Rebound Northwest. Kozak clears the rebound. Into the front court left to Sean Cooper. Back into the ball game. Drives through the lane. Kicks it back right side. Funk through the lane. Dishes low left. Kozad wide open in the blocks off the left side. And Grant knocks it down. He's got 4 points tonight. 65-43 Northwest. 7:42 left at the elbow left side. Is Tokyo Roman of turns. Takes the jumper from 15. Won't go. Bryson Williams with the rebound for the Cats. Here they come on the break. 2-on-1 break. Down the lane left side. Funk. It's blocked in a foul. This one go on Tokyo Roman. That will be his third foul. And this will get Northwest at the free throw line with 7:32 left. Both teams now with 10 or more in this one. And Tyler Funk to the line. He is 3 of 4 from there tonight, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Free throw good. End of the game for Peru State comes Leonard Brown, a 6'2 senior out of Dallas, Texas. Second free throw by Funk. Good. 66-43 Northwest. James Pierce into the front court. Tommy Romano on the right side. In a double team. Back right side pass is stolen. Picked up by Starzl for the cast. Now to Williams. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in with a little right-handed scoop. Bryson Williams in double figures with 11. 68-43 Northwest. 7:10 left. Driving through the lane and a whistle on a collision and a hard pick being set on Deshaun Cooper. He hits the floor hard and the foul coming up on Peru State. Let's go on Tokyo Romano. That will be his fourth foul. So both brothers there with four fouls apiece. 69-43 Northwest. Deshaun hit the floor hard, popped right back up, and he has it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Now a crossover dribble down the lane on the left side. Spins into double team. Lost the handle on the ball, but will be fouled as well. James Pierce will pick up the foul. That's his second.
Foul number 23, James Pierce, his second.
So this will get Cooper to the line.
I don't know that the NAIA has seen the same changes on the hand checks, but some of these NAIA teams may be thinking, I'm glad we don't play in NCAA.
Cooper fouled, and he gets the first free throw. Seeing more of the fouls, I think, here in the second half than we saw in the first as Cooper knocks down the second. 71-43 Northwest. Pierce across the timeline, dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line, hooks the pass into the left corner for Brown. Drives, misses, rebound, pulled away by Starzl, long outlet at midcourt goes to Cooper. Now quick to Williams, touch pass to Kozad, killing on the play, trying to go up for the shot through the lane. And it's out of bounds, it'll belong to the Bobcats. Ball blocked just a bit, but then goes off of Kozad. 71-43, Northwest in front of Peru State. Into the front court right side, Brett Pierce dribbles to the right wing. Left-hander dribble through the lane to the bucket and misses the layup, put the tip in good. That one going to Tokyo Romano. That is his eighth point of the game, 71-45. Northwest Missouri State up. Cooper in the front court left side. Takes it off the key, accelerates to the free throw line, kicks it right side. Funk wants the three. It's off the back of the iron and the rebound pulled away by Pierce for Peru State. Down the right sideline he goes to the free throw line. Kicks it back right side, but stepping in front of that pass was Grant Kozad. Out of a double team, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Looks like we'll go on to Romano. That will be his fifth as Toki goes to the sideline.
So, looked like Deshaun Cooper may have gotten a little piece of that basketball to give the extra quick second to Kozad to get in front of it.
Bryson Williams and Funk to the sideline. Ashton and Wallace in. Kozad to the free throw line. He'll shoot a couple with 6:06 left. An even free throw. Good. 5 points for Grant. It's his first free throw of the game. Came into this game shooting 90% at the free throw line. And here comes the second free throw. Good. 73-45 Northwest. Brett Pierce pushes the pass off of the left side. And immediately double-teamed was Connor Long. Goes back left side. And a fadeaway jumper from 17 missed by Jesse Jones. Rebound Northwest. Wallace at midcourt for Cooper. And he'll slow it up. Didn't have the numbers. Walks it across midcourt. Gives it to Wallace. He'll dribble left side. And dribble on Brown. Now to the top of the key. Bump and a foul. And this one will go on Leonard Brown. That'll be his first. 73-45. Northwest up on the Bobcats. So this will get Matt Wallace to the free throw line. His first trip to the line tonight. We'll have one on the season. Junior out Bellevue, Nebraska. Free throw good. Matt coming in, averaging 2 points and two rebounds a game.
Well, you're feeling right about the foul calls, John. There were 21 fouls called in the first half. There's been 25 called in this second half.
And we still have five and a half minutes left.
Yep.
Pierce off the right side to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Near the timeline with the pass for Connor Long. Lobs it low left side. Jones up for the shot into the lane. Won't go with the right hand. Rebound tapped out front. Picked up by Long. Right side for Brett Pierce. Bounce pass low right side. Proctor goes up for the shot with the right-handed push shot and knocks it down from 7.
And part of that is, too, as guys get tired legs, you don't play as good a defense and you do commit a few more fouls, but you're right. We're hearing a few more whistles.
Cooper brings the ball down the floor, launches a three off the left side, misses in the rebound to Connor Long. Into the front court he goes. Brett Pierce with it off the right side. Under 5 minutes left. Left-hander dribble to the top of the key. Being chased by Starzl and Cooper. Lobs it right side and gets the pass for Proctor. Into the right corner, Long. And his pass is stolen by Kozad near the elbow off the right side. And a foul. This will get Grant to the free throw line at the other end. Now, you talked about a contrast. If you're looking at one of those traps, you've got Starzl and Cooper that last time working a trap on a player.
Yeah.
Cooper at 5'8", being generous with that, and then Starzl at 6'8".
It definitely is a difference.
Breaking the action, 4:43 left in the game. Northwest 75, Peru State 47. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville.
McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Kozet at the free throw line. His first free throw hits the back of the rim, takes a high bounce, and then drops down through the net. His second free throw hits the front of the rim that time and rolls over. So he's got the touch tonight at the line. And Northwest in front, 77-47. 4:38 left in the game. Off the right side is Jarvis Green-Smoot. Spins, free throw line, down the lane he goes. Left-handed runner and a block on the shot and a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. This one will go on Jordan Ashton, and that will be Ashton's second foul. As we're essentially having a free throw shooting contest down the stretch here. Jarvis Green-Smoot to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's a 50% shooter on the year. First one good. 77-48 Northwest. Cats have seen their percentage go up here in the second half some after getting to a rough start. They're now shooting 69% at the line for the game. At one point, they were hovering right around the 50% mark. Green-Smoot hits both free throws. 77-49 Northwest in front. Cooper into the left corner. Ashton open. The three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound out front. And it's controlled by Peru State. Jones to Brett Pierce. Into the front court right side. Takes it between the circles. Looks on the right wing for Connor Long. Low right side is Jesse Jones. Jones through the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 10. Good. Jesse Jones with 5 points. All coming in the second half. 77-51 Northwest. Cooper into the front court. And accelerates down the lane. Kicks it in the left corner for Ashton. Ashton out to the left side for Wallace. Now left wing for Cooper. Takes the dribble with the right hand through the lane. Kicks it back right side. Wallace open. Three on the way. Rims out left. And the rebound into the lane. Pulled down by Proctor for Peru State. 77-51. Northwest in front of the Bobcats. Right wing pass for Green Smoot. Smoot to the top of the key. Goes cross court left side for Connor Long. Dribbles out front. Goes into lane. Nice pass inside for Jones. Up with a shot. Won't go. Better whistle and a foul inside coming up on Northwest.
John, you mentioned the free throw shooting coming up in the second half for Northwest. Kind of opposite outside the arc. They were 6 of 11 outside the arc in the first half. They're 0 of 8 from three-point range in this second half.
That last foul on Grant Kozad. That'll be number 5 on Grant. He'll go to the sideline. Slake into the game. He's playing with 4 fouls. Also, Wallace to the bench, and Lyle Harris now into the game for Northwest for the first time. Lyle, a 6'1 sophomore out of Columbia. Jones, free throw good. 77-52 Northwest. Eyes the bucket, and the free throw rolls out. Lyle Harris with the rebound for the Cats. And it's outlet at midcourt, and we've got the ball going out of bounds and belonging to Northwest as now Zach Schneider will inbound. I guess the inbound to Deshaun Cooper. He'll take it into the front court off the left side. Now accelerates down the lane left, and we'll get called for a travel. Took a little extra step trying to make that spin move into the lane. Thought at first he might get away with a little bit of a late whistle, but the turnover gives it to Peru State. 77-52, Northwest in front of the Bobcats. Inbound, Brett Pierce across the timeline with 3:09 left. Left side pass for Green Smoot. Kibble's top of the key. Snyder and Ashton in a trap. Now they go left side, jumper on the way. From 12 on the left side, missed by Jones. Rebound, but it's picked up on the left side by Jarvis Green Smoot, who lays it up and in with the easy layup. 77-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court left side, Deshaun Cooper to the top of the key. Now back left side for Snyder. Into the left corner for Ashton. Ashton back to Snyder left side. Trying to go low with the pass. Knocked loose by Jesse Jones. And he comes away with the steal. Long Ella pass down the floor. Trying to get it to Green Smoot. Just a little bit of reach. He's got his fingertips on it. Wanted to go with kind of a touch pass back. But just couldn't get enough of his hands on the basketball. So Northwest. From our right to our left, 77-54. The Cats from Northwest in front of the Bobcats of Peru State. Cooper out of a double team. Ball stripped out of his hands. Just picked up by Proctor. Proctor has his ball knocked loose by Cooper, but it's picked up by Brett Pierce trailing on the play, and he'll lay it up and in for Peru State. 2-9 left in the game. Northwest up 77-56. Lyle Harris dribbling in front of the scorer's table to the top of the key. Now tries to pivot, goes to Snyder, into the left corner for Cooper. Cooper with a dribble to the left wing, into lane, finds Slake, who pivots and goes up with a shot off the glass. Kyle Slake now with 4 points as he knocks that one down, 79-56 Northwest. 1:47 left in the game. Off the right side, Green Smoot. Free throw line, bounce pass low left side. Going on the right side with a reverse layup is Eddie Proctor. Nice move to the bucket by Proctor. He's had a good second half. 79-58 Northwest. Into the front court, Lyle Harris, top of the key, dribbles right side, pulls up, finds Snyder on the right, cross court left for Cooper. Down the lane he goes, into the left corner as he went through that lane, whistling a foul as he was pinballed down, kind of going through that lane. Foul will go on Jesse Jones, that'll be his second.
21, Jesse Jones, that's
his third. So Deshaun Cooper to the free throw line, 3 of 4 at the line. Scorer's table has Jones with 3 fouls. Cooper's free throw good. I think everybody's going to have at least 3 before this one's over with.
Yeah, you notice the guys that were in foul trouble, since they have fouled out, now you've got several more picking up the slack.
Slate goes to the sideline as the end of the ball game is Blake Riaz for Northwest. Second free throw by Cooper good. And he'll go to the sideline now. Northwest up 81-58. Tyler Funk into the game for the Cats. Brett Pierce into the front court left side for the Bobcats. Guarded by Lyle Harris out of Northwest man-to-man defense. It was off the left wing. Now through the lane. Bounce pass right side. Proctor up for the shot off the glass and good. Proctor's had a very good second half. He's got 6 points this evening. And now they throw it on the inbound left side. Harris gets called for the travel. After a defense on Peru State, Connor Long in the area, and now Peru State will inbound. Brett Pierce out near the timeline. Under a minute left in the game. Northwest looking to go to 4-2 on the season. On the right wing is Connor Long. Long between the circles, trapped, and his pass is stolen by Harris. Harris with a breakaway to the bucket, lays it up off the right side. It's good. Harris with his first bucket of the game. 40 seconds left in this one. Northwest in front, 83-60. Pierce, free throw line, back pedal, looks right side long. Long between the circles, looks right, gives it back to Brett Pierce on the right wing. Crossover dribble, right corner, fadeaway jumper from 18, won't go, rebound tipped, it's controlled by Northwest. Harris into the front court with 22 seconds left. Accelerates to the right sideline, to the right corner. Gives it to Ashton, who lobs it cross court, left side for Funk as Northwest wants to play out the clock here. We're down to 11 seconds left. Northwest up 83-60. They just pass it around the corners. Harris into the right corner, and the Bobcats will back off on defense as well with 2 seconds left. That'll be it. And Northwest leads from the opening tip to the final buzzer. Northwest Missouri State with an 83-60 win over Peru State. The Bearcats go to 4-2 on the season. Peru State came in with a record of 3-3. This counts as an exhibition for the Bobcats, so their record will stay the same. They have a couple of losses to MIAA schools in their exhibition season, losing to Washburn earlier this year. Again, 83-60, Northwest with the win over Peru State. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 83-60, Northwest with the win over Peru State. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, kind of a game that we kind of expected coming into this one, but really Peru State at one point down by 25, fought the way back at about, what was that, about a 12-0 run, I think they went on, somewhere in that range, and cut it down to about a 14-point lead, and really you have to give Peru State a lot of credit for the intensity that they played throughout this one.
Yeah, they did, you know, and they forced some mistakes out of Northwest and, you know, cut that 25-point lead down. That's a point where, you know, I'm sure Coach McComb will tell you that Northwest should have just put them away, you know, and really kept the foot on the gas. But we talked about it in the pregame. These are the types of games that sometimes it's tough to keep up that intensity level, and I think that was one point in the game anyway where maybe it had backed off a little bit for Northwest. You know, did not hurt them in terms of wins and losses, but the way the coaching staff's going to look at this ball game, they're going to look a little bit deeper and see some of those things.
Well, as a tune-up to get ready for some tough competition this weekend, you've got on a Friday afternoon the defending national champions in Drury, and then on Saturday afternoon a matchup with a former MIAA team out of Truman State that's given Northwest fits through the years.
Yeah, and you know, it may not be something where they're necessarily looking ahead to that, but they do know that that's on the schedule, and that's one that they're really going to be up for, because that could be a couple of big wins if they can get them this weekend.
Yeah, they play Drury Friday afternoon between a 3:15 to 3:30 tip-off time. We'll have that broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network. And then on a Saturday, they face Truman State, as that game is set to tip off a little bit earlier than the matchup on Friday, as they will be playing Friday or Saturday in their matchup with Truman. Is a 1 o'clock tip-off here time on northwestbearcast.com and a link on kxcv.org at 12:40. Again, we will have Bearcat football on Saturday on the Bearcat Radio Network with an 11 o'clock pregame as Northwest will face Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the Division II playoffs. So a lot of things going on Saturday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great things.
Northwest with the win here as they defeat Peru State 83-60. We'll come back, have the extra effort award, and more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, and a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have, and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then the donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State and the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all
all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat Nation, for what we stand, is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty, and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students and in our mission of focusing on student success every student, every day. So the people side is just absolutely critical, John, and you know, that extends into our alumni and friends family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with an 83-60 win over Peru State. Time for our extra effort award, and Matt, you look inside in this one, and Dylan Starzl opened up very strong, finished strong as the 6'8 senior as our extra effort award winner.
Yeah, it finished up with a team high 15 points, also had a team high 8 rebounds, was 5 of 7 at the free throw line, and on a night where guys inside for both teams were having some foul troubles, he played under control, ended up with just one foul in this ball game.
And also did well at the free throw line on a night when some players were struggling at the line.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of those that helped get the percentage up in the second half, but especially in the first half when the team was really struggling.
83-60, Northwest with the win over Peru State. Dylan Starzl, extra effort award winner. We'll be back. Have more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with an 83-60 win over Peru State. So we look at some of the numbers out of this one. For Northwest, ended up shooting 47% from the field, 25 of 53. They were 6 of 19 from a three-point range, with all six of those coming in at the first half. At the free throw line, ended up 27 of 38 for a 71% average on the day. At the end of the first half, they were shooting just 53% from the free throw line, but... And the second half went 18 of 21 to get that percentage back up. and Northwest out. Actually, tied in rebounding totals with Peru State tonight, 38 rebounds apiece. When you look at turnovers, 18 turnovers for Northwest, Peru State with 26 turnovers. Bearcats scored 29 points off of those turnovers, and Peru State scored 15 points off of turnovers as well. Northwest with 14 second-chance points, while Peru State had 16 on the day. And the Bearcat bench scored 33 points, 28-4 Peru State. So those are some of the team numbers out of that one for Peru State. They ended up shooting 33% from the field, 18 of 55, 3 of 10 from a three-point range for the night. And then 21 of 29 at the free throw line for 72% total from the charity stripe. Looking at the scoring for Northwest, they had three players in double figures, led by Dylan Starzl with 15 points. Again, he pulled down eight rebounds, 12 points for Connor Crooker, 11 points for Bryston Williams, then 8 points for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper had three assists in this game, and then 7 points for Tyler Funk coming off the bench, 8 points apiece as well for Zach Schneider and Grant Kozad this evening as well. So those are some of the scores, 6 points for Jordan Ashton, and then a bucket for Matt Wallace tonight. Now for Peru State, they had one player in double figures. That was Tommy Romaner with 10 points, 6 points for Jesse Jones, 6 as well for Cody Kirkpatrick, 5 points for Nate Bowie. He played most of his action in the first half. They were some of the leading scorers in this matchup for Peru State. So, again, don't forget that the Northwest men's basketball team will be back in action on Friday as they travel to Springfield, Missouri. They're competing in the Thanksgiving Classic hosted by Drury University. Drury, the defending national champions. Northwest will play Drury right around 3:15, 3:30 or so on Friday afternoon. We'll have that broadcast 20 minutes before tip-off time. Brent Barnett will have the play-by-play of the action from Springfield this weekend. On Saturday, Northwest will face Truman State. That will be a 1 o'clock tip-off. That broadcast will be heard on northwestbearcast.com with the link to kxcv.org. That will be a 12:40 start with the webcast and a 1 o'clock tip-off. And then on Bearcat Radio Network Saturday, it's Bearcat football. Northwest Missouri State, as they will be in action facing Minnesota Duluth. 12 noon is kickoff time. Our pregame for that Division II, a second-round playoff matchup, begins at 11 o'clock, and immediately following that, we've got women's basketball. Northwest women will face College of St. Mary, and that will be a 4 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have that right after our broadcast from Bearcat Stadium with Bearcat football. We're back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at
2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with an 83-61 over Peru State. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And Ben, just when you look at this game, or some of the things that came out of it for you here tonight?
I think that the good thing is it kind of feels like a loss, which is a good thing because it'll kind of wake us up a little bit and understand that you've got to be ready to compete every night. And if you don't, teams are going to come at you, and they did. They did a good job of. I thought they played a considerably better game. I thought they played harder. I thought they played tougher. I thought they played more physical. I just thought our schemes, trapping the ball, screen flying around a little bit. Our schemes won the game for us. But it certainly wasn't our effort, and that needs to improve.
I think one of the areas where that kind of shows up is on the rebounding totals, where Peru State rebounded right with you here tonight.
They just got O-board after O-board, and I'm just not sure. I would have thought that this team would have been a better rebounding team than they are. Right now, we're statistically not a very good rebounding team in any of the games. Which is strange. I don't know, maybe D'Angelo and Alex made that big a difference rebounding wise because they were ball getters. I'm not sure. We're still trying to figure this team out and figuring out how to win basketball games, and I guess rebounding isn't going to be one of our strong points.
For Peru State, they ended up with 26 turnovers, and you made them pay in that aspect of things, coming up with 29 points off of those turnovers tonight.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we trapped their ball screens. I think that was just an X's and O's things rather than a total effort thing. When you trap their ball screens, you fly around. They pretty much a couple times just threw it right to us. And so we were fortunate enough to get the steal and go down and score.
Now a couple of days off before you get ready for the matchup on Friday with Drury. Of course, one of those days is Thanksgiving Day, and a travel day for you, too, is to get down to the Holiday Classic there in Springfield. But what are some of the things you want to see this team work on and improve before you get ready for Drury on Friday afternoon?
Just giving effort, giving consistent effort, concentrating. You can see by our free throw totals, I think we missed 11, 12 free throws. That's not like us. We just didn't have a great deal of focus, and it needs to come. Again, I thought we got outplayed, hopefully that won't happen again. Hopefully we can learn from this stuff. We've got to start learning, and having five seniors does you no good if they don't learn from the experience and tell the other guys, hey, this is how we react when things don't go our way. We turn it around, and hopefully we can start doing that.
And it'll be a tough task with Drury, the defending national champions down there.
Yeah, pretty good. Now, they're going to give effort. So if you don't give effort against them, you're going to get run out of their gym. You turn it over against them, they're going to score on you. You give up O-boards against them, they're going to... you can't make mistakes. I mean, they're number four in the country, 26-game winning streak. You just have to be ready to go. And then we've got Truman the next night, who's really good as well this year. They've got a lot back, and they beat us here last year, so it's going to be a tough couple games, and we're going to need to see considerably better effort.
I would think games like that, though, will be good for you as you get ready for the conference season.
I hope so. We tried to schedule a little bit more difficult with the hopes that it would help if we're fortunate enough to get the regional stuff. But, will it cost you if you lose a couple of the games because your schedule's so tough? I don't know. I know it's made us better. I really like playing the difficult schedule because it has made us better, and we're having to prepare differently for different teams, and I'm enjoying that. But hopefully it'll pay dividends in conference.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. Again, Northwest Missouri State tonight defeats Peru State 83-60 as Northwest improves to 4-2 on the season. Peru State used this game as an exhibition, so it doesn't affect their schedule. Don't forget, coming up on Friday afternoon, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will face a Drury. That's right around 3:15, 3:30 is a scheduled tip-off time on that one. We'll have the broadcast of that along the Bearcat Radio Network again Friday afternoon. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here tonight. Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and also Sarah Tomac engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.